It is 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we've got a big, big weather event coming, like an atmospheric river, I think is what they are calling it. I've got Patrick from the National Weather Service office over there on Woodley Island. Thanks for taking the time. I know you got a big shift change coming right now, and you don't have a lot of time, but what is coming? I understand this is a pretty big weather event. We've got flood watch in effect for the next few days.
Flood watch I issued yesterday. We really have a couple of systems that are going to affect our weather over the next 48 hours. And the first system on the local Doppler radar, you can see the rain starting to develop offshore to the southwest, west of Fort Bragg. Leading edge of it's probably about 100 miles offshore, and those are probably just the initial higher returns in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. But what we have is a surface low that's going to be trekking northeast towards the west-central Oregon coast. And that's going to draw up a warm front. That warm front should enter, I'd say, central Mendocino County around 4 or 5 o'clock and continue to lift north. And as it does so, we're going to get widespread rainfall developing along it, some of which could be moderate in intensity and even locally heavy at times. And then as that warm front lifts to the north and the low moves ashore in Oregon, another low is going to develop on the trailing cold front. And just like trains on a track ride northeast along that cold front, with that second system moving ashore somewhere near Humboldt Bay up towards Oric area, on Wednesday evening into Thursday, and that system will draw up another warm front, a second warm front, with, again, widespread moderate to heavy rainfall. And then we're looking at moderate to heavy rainfall developing along the cold front with that second system coming through. So basically, we're going to have a pretty wet period. There may be about a 6 to 12-hour window during the day Wednesday, I'd say from mid-morning through mid-afternoon, where the rainfall rates will let up a little bit. But with this first wave this afternoon into tomorrow morning, we're looking for a widespread 1 to 3 inches of rainfall. Then during that 6 to 12-hour break, if you will, we're looking at about a quarter of an inch, maybe up to a half inch, but right around a quarter of an inch in most areas. But as that second system comes in, the second system's much stronger of the two. Mm-hmm. That's where the rain is really going to kick up. We're looking at 3 to 6 inches of rainfall in about 12 to 18 hours with that second system. And, you know, given that we just had a widespread inch to inch and a half this past weekend, did have some rock slide issues and the Navarro River flooded, we're already what we'd call preconditioned for some flooding concerns. And then, you know, another factor that we're looking at is we're going to have a pretty high astronomical tide, and that's going to be occurring coinciding with these systems coming through. So there's even the possibility of some coastal flooding. That's another thing we're going to be talking about in our shift briefing and throughout the day. With the new data sets that come in, is looking at the possibility of at least a coastal flood advisory and quite possibly even a coastal flood warning, as well as the river concerns. Once these systems go through, you know, we're going to get pretty sharp rises in the rivers and especially the small streams. Several rivers are forecast to go into what we call monitor stage, where they're not flooding, but they're getting into a range where we really have to watch an eye on it. And the current forecast from the River Forecast Center does show both the Navarro River and the Eel River at Fernbridge going into flood stage.
Wow.
So certainly several things to keep an eye on with this system. And if that wasn't enough, as colder air filters into the region behind the second system, snow levels are going to drop to about 1,800 to 2,500 feet.
Wow.
And that's pretty low for this time of year. Now, most of the precipitation will be of a showery nature, pardon the pun, by then.
Mm-hmm.
And that will, you know, that could give some of the area roadways some minor travel concerns. So that'll be a third thing we'll be looking at.
Wow. So high tides and about 9 inches of possible of rain in just a short period of time. I definitely think, along with saturated ground, definitely has the potential for flood. Now, the one that concerns me the most, of course, is Eel River at Fernbridge, since I cross that every day to go to work. How much flooding is expected? Because I know if it gets a few inches above flood, it usually does not close Highway 211. But if it gets pretty high, it does.
Yeah, and looking at the latest RFC, which is our acronym for River Forecast Center, the Eel River is forecast to begin flooding, on the 15th, so that'd be still getting the pop in me and coffee. That'd be
Thursday
at 7 p.m. with its crest forecast at 22.5 feet, 5 a.m. Friday morning.
Got it. Okay, so 22.5 probably won't close Highway 211. It's kind of like on the precipice there.
Yeah, but, you know, one X factor we got to look at this is that high tide. That's going to push some water inland as well. And, you know, the other thing is these rain rates are just forecasts. Sometimes you get events that are called mesoscale banding where there's maybe a little bit more instability than initially thought, so you get enhanced rain rates. If the wind speeds are slightly higher to forecast, you're going to get higher rain rates on the south and west face and slopes of the hills. That's all going to drain into the rivers, and you can easily kick that up another foot or two. So, you know, the one thing I'd stress is these are forecast estimates, not actual values. And of course, just the main thing for everyone is stay informed with the latest forecast updates and give yourself extra time, especially for any rock slide or flooding concerns as you travel.
You bet. Well, yeah, it kind of caught us a little bit off guard. We knew that the rain was coming, but then all of a sudden it looked like it was like becoming serious. And I guess it was just a perfect storm of, pardon the pun, of all these different things coming together to create this event.
Yeah, there was a lot of discrepancy, and, you know, there's several models we look at, and some things handle certain parts of a forecast better than other aspects, because they're just the way they're built, so to speak. They focus on different things. So as a forecaster, you really have to look at the big picture and knowing the model trends, knowing the climatology, and then going with your gut feeling. It's kind of like, you know, if you're cooking, any recipe is going to have several ingredients, and everyone's going to have their own version of it. And it's kind of the same thing with forecasting, but really all the models that we look at, and there's several of them, really didn't come into what we'd call a concise agreement until about 36 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, you know, if 2, 3, 4 days ago, we were looking at like maybe an inch and a half, with the heavier stuff focused south of our area down towards Sonoma County. And I remember a couple of days ago, one thing I mentioned during the shift briefing was, you know, given the trends, these systems could get pulled further north, and that's exactly what the model started to clue in on, given the synoptic pattern. And, yeah, it's looking, it became more serious from our standpoint very quickly, and that's why we started to putting out the messages on Facebook and Twitter to try to give folks as much lead time or advanced warning as we could.
Well, we'll certainly keep our eye on it. That's where live local radio comes in handy, and we'll just keep people informed as to what is going on. And appreciate you taking all this time during the shift change to be able to tell us about it. Give me your full name again.
My name's Patrick Dahl, and I'm a forecaster here at the Weather Service in Eureka.
All right. Thank you again so much. We really appreciate that, and let you get back to the briefing.
All right. And if you have any other concerns, call us anytime.
All right. You got it.